Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hey, it's Carson and Kennedy. Welcome to the podcast for Wednesday, November 18th, 2020. We're going to dive deep into draft talk. We'll also get the X's and O's of what the Patriots are going to do on Sunday. We're also going to get into some hot stove talk with the Red Sox in spring training. And then some puck talk as well about the... No, are we not doing any of those things? Oh, okay. We do have the Good Vibe Tribe. You ever listen to sports talk show hosts when they tease stuff? That's what they tease. I'm like, stop. Nobody cares about hot stove talk. Although I do listen to some of that. Because it's usually the really old guys that host that show, you know, that have been in sports talk radio in Boston for like 30 years. Ah, what about that wicked left-hander? He's 18 years old, kid. Saw him at the Cape Cod League. Saw him in Kituit. The Ketalias kid. You ain't never been to the Ketalias game, have you, kid? Is my Boston accent terrible, Dan? Is it making you cringe?
It's not good.
Let's see. What do we have on the show? We're going to talk to Dr. Sal. We haven't had him on in a minute, and with what we heard from Mayor Marty Walsh and about maybe shutting things down, we thought it was a good time to get him to talk about what you should be doing, especially with Thanksgiving coming up. And he watches garbage television. We'll get an update on The Bachelorette. So yesterday morning at about this time, I made mention to you, Kennedy, that Gordon Hayward would have to make a decision by 5 p.m. yesterday.
Yes.
As to whether he was going to opt in to stay with the Celtics and get, I don't know, like $30, $35 million to stick around for the next season, or that he wanted to test the free agency market to go play somewhere else.
Okay.
So here we are after the 5 p.m. deadline. Do you know what happened?
No.
He asked for, or this team offered to him, an extension for 24 hours. So I guess they have until 5 o'clock today. Is that right, Dan?
I thought it was Thursday.
Oh,
what
is it Thursday?
Mean?
So now here's the regular speculation. What does it mean?
Yeah.
Does it mean they are trying to work out a new long-term deal for him and they couldn't get all the paperwork done?
They just couldn't get all the I's dotted and the T's crossed.
Or it means that he's going somewhere else and they're trying to get all the paperwork done for him to go somewhere else.
So it's paperwork.
It's paperwork.
That's what it seems like.
But
I
just think in my gut, he's not going to be here.
I think they're trying to work out a trade for him and trying to get the best deal possible.
Right. I kind of felt this way yesterday. If it's a big chunk of change, $35 million, right? That's like life-changing. And he decided he didn't want it, and he was going to try something else. That says a lot.
Yeah. I hate this part of basketball. I know it's a business. I know all of it, but it's the worst part to me. I don't like looking at the families having to move.
Yep.
I don't like, you know, losing these people that you loved and follow. I hate it. It makes me sick.
And so now it would seem that the Celtics have been trying to trade everybody. The rumor is now that they tried to get rid of Kemba Walker. And that they are.
So they just want to start over.
They're just trying to get to the next. They've been to the Eastern Conference Finals like 4 years in a row or whatever it is.
There's a missing piece that you need to get
right.
The championship.
And so they don't care who it is, whatever deal they can get. They have 4 first round picks tonight for the draft.
And they are frantically trying to get rid
of
them.
They are trying to do whatever they can to move up, to do whatever.
It's the TD Garden flea market right now. Danny Ainge, like, what you want? 2 for 1, I got you.
Swap shop.
Well, all right then.
All right, let's get to the Good Vibe Tribe.
Carson and Kennedy's Good Vibe Tribe. In this world filled with serious news reports and people doing stupid things, we say every little thing is gonna be all right. Yeah. There are people in this world doing good work, and we are here to celebrate them. So don't worry about a thing. Nah, yeah. Here's another story from a member of Carson and Kennedy's Good Vibe Tribe.
Well, there's been a question during the whole pandemic about how long immunity lasts after you get the virus. Well, a new study out of California just gave the most promising news yet. It could last years, maybe even decades.
Ooh, that's good news.
If that is the case, it will make vaccinating against the virus a much less intensive process, where one vaccine will last a really long time. So it'll be different than the flu vaccine, which we need every year.
That's really good.
That is fantastic news. Using a face mask won't interfere with your breathing when you're working out. Scientists at the University of California, San Diego, monitored people's breathing while they exercise and found a mask doesn't make it any harder. But it's your brain that might disagree.
That's exactly what it is. I worked out at the gym yesterday and had my mask on the entire time. And it's you just want to pull it down just so you
have to
feel
used to it.
Right.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. You just feel like there's sure. something, you know, and it is. It's all mental, though. You know you're breathing the same.
Yeah. Your brain thinks you're having more trouble breathing than you really are, even if it's not true. Also, a new study in the UK has found that, quote, promising signs that mouthwash can help kill coronavirus in your saliva. So if that's true, you may want to start using mouthwash a lot more often as a way to help prevent the virus from spreading.
Scope does kill 99.9% of germs.
Let's go.
What made the Rona think it could be that 0.1?
I kind of go back and forth with mouthwash. Like, I'll go through months where I'll use it every day, and then I just stop using it for a month. You use it every day?
Every day.
What brand do you use?
Listerine, the green one.
Oh, that's my go-to. I love Listerine.
I like that way it burns. I know that sounds
it's
so
terrible.
Weird.
I'm just like you.
It's all alcohol. That's why.
Yeah.
Okay.
That's why I like it.
I had friends in high school that drank it.
Like, oh, no.
They weren't the smartest.
You do what you got to do.
They weren't the smartest friends.
No, you don't do that.
No, you don't.
It comes just, a time, Dan.
Let's draw a line somewhere.
He literally had it in a 7-Eleven big gulp cup at the football game. And I'm like, Wade, what are you doing? He goes, it's got alcohol in it, man. He was that kind of guy. So, yeah.
And, of course, his name was Wade.
Wade.
Well, this grocery store, it's called Giant. Anybody familiar with Giant grocery stores?
Sure.
I remember them down in Maryland. I know they're an East Coast grocery store.
Mm-hmm.
And they had a little faux pas there. And thankfully, they were able to figure out what they did. And they got it fixed. But right now, everybody is running all of their ads for Thanksgiving. So they have this big Thanksgiving ad with the slogan, and I'm going to quote it here. Hosting? ? Plan a super spread.
Oh. I see what they were trying to do.
Right.
Just didn't.
Yikes.
Didn't stick the landing, so.
I've heard worse.
It's pretty funny, though.
Yeah.
Kennedy, what do you have for the Good Vibe Tribe audio?
All right, so I would like to introduce you to Harry Ulmer. He's an overnight maintenance supervisor at Walmart in South Philly.
Oh.
He was taking his break after 2 a.m. That's his lunch. And he heard a man scream, and this is what happened.
I park over here in the second spot every night. He was kept hollering, help me, help me. I said, all right, hold on, I'm on my way. And I kept telling him, grab the log, and I'll pull you into safety here. Police officer came to me after we were all done and said, you saved that man's life, you know. It's a beautiful thing.
So basically, he had taken his lunch break. He heard someone screaming, but he was like 200 yards away from where the man was screaming.
Sure.
And ran. He had like some rope and logs, just happened to. And like was like, grab this log. Pulled him in. The police were there by the time he got him out. And he said he took his lunch break later than normal that morning, and he normally doesn't go to his car.
But where was the guy stuck? I don't understand.
He fell into water. Delaware River. So the Walmart is right on the Delaware River.
Okay.
So the guy was there taking a selfie, and he fell in at 2 o'clock in the morning, which is a little weird. But in any event, I digress.
Well, I've been there.
He just happened to be there. And save the man's life.
Sure.
Wow.
So,
and
that
thing.
I love that accent.
I park over here in the second spot every night. He was kept hollering, help me, help me. I said, all right, hold on, I'm on my way. And I kept telling him, grab the log, and I'll pull you into safety here. Police officer came to me after we were all done and said, you saved that man's life, you know. It's a beautiful thing.
It is a beautiful thing. I love that. If you know somebody that should be a part of the Good Vibe Tribe, you can drop us a text, drop us an email, call us, send us a letter, whatever.
If you know someone who should be celebrated in Carson and Kennedy's Good Vibe Tribe, call or text us now. 617-931-1234. Keep up the good vibes there, Boston.
Carson and Kennedy on Mix 104.1.
She's got the Hollywood hookup. Gossiping 24/7. It's the Dirty on the 30 with Kennedy.
Yeah.
All right, Dirty is a service of Metro by T-Mobile. So the American Music Awards only a few days away, and the show continues to add talent to the lineup.
Oh, okay.
Latest additions include The Weeknd, Nelly, Bebop DeVoe, and Justin Bieber. Justin Bieber is making the rounds.
He really is.
He's been in every single award show, even the CMA Awards.
Yeah, with Dan and Che.
Is his album out, or is it
Changes
just
Changes is out.
It is?
Yeah, that came out a while ago. Didn't do so well.
Oh.
There isn't an album.
Is Holy on that?
No.
Oh, okay.
No, he doesn't have a new album he's pushing that's coming out?
No, Changes just came out in February.
These are just songs that he's been doing.
Oh, so he just released Holy to release.
Yeah.
Just as a single, like a, right. with a feature with Chance.
Right. I
and
gotcha.
Same with the Benny Blanco. But
a lot of artists do that. They just like release, maybe not his most famous, you know what I mean? But like Spotify, you know, on Friday, there's a million new songs, not necessarily with albums to go along with them. So
especially
maybe that's
when Changes didn't do as well as his other albums. I think he's just like, you know what? Let me release singles for a while. This is how people consume music,
really
my
is.
Music. So.
So The Weeknd, who is nominated for 8 awards, is set to perform with Kenny G for their song In Your Eyes. It will also have the world television debut of Save Your Tears. Justin, who will be performing on the AMAs for the first time in 4 years, will treat audiences to a multi-song set, including Holy and Lonely.
Mm-hmm.
Nelly will celebrate the 20th anniversary of Country Grammar.
I played that CD so hard in my mom's
car. He's going to be doing EI and Ride With Me.
Wow.
And Bebop DeVoe will celebrate the 30th anniversary of Poison with a performance of Poison and Do Me, family-friendly.
Underlay, mama.
What's happening now?
It will be hosted by Taraji P. Henson Sunday on ABC. Yesterday, we talked a bit about the conservative commentator Candace Owen talking about Harry Styles for appearing on the cover of Vogue in a dress, demanding we bring back manly men. A lot of people came to defend him, this, that, and the other. But his mom, Anne, appeared on a UK talk show yesterday, and this is what she had to say.
I think maybe I had something to do with it because I was always a big fan of doing fancy dress with them when they were smaller, which Gemma hated, but Harry always embraced. But, you know, who doesn't love playing dress up?
Who doesn't, I say?
She's the sweetest woman of all time. Are you kidding me?
Don't you love her?
And the
fancy dress.
The photo with Harry and his sister, I feel like you can tell, like, his sister Gemma is way more just, like, masculine clothing-wise.
Right.
And Harry's probably like, well, let me wear your skirt. I look better than anyways.
Yeah, if you didn't see this, what Kennedy's talking about is he's on the cover of Vogue magazine.
The first man, like, ever, right?
The first man to appear solo on the cover of Vogue magazine. And he's wearing a dress. And in most of the photos, he's wearing women's clothes.
And he talks about in the article, you know, that he just likes clothes.
Right.
Yes.
Period.
Right.
So anywho, and happy Christmas. I know you guys love the Christmas stories.
Mary Chrysler.
Because we're not even to Thanksgiving yet, but I'm bringing it. Meghan Trainor, Pentatonix, and Ally Brooke are just a few of the artists teaming with TJ Maxx, Marshalls, and Home Goods to spread some holiday cheer this season while raising money for a good cause. They have just launched the hashtag Carol for a Cause campaign. So basically, they want you to record an Instagram reel caroling. And for everyone posted with the hashtag Carol for a Cause, the stores will donate $10 to Feeding America.
Oh, we should do that as a show.
100%. So each musician will share each week, will share their favorite Carol for a Cause. And Megan kicked things off this week. So picture her, Daryl, her dad, and her brother all around the Christmas tree.
Oh, jingle bells, jingle bells. Jingle all the way.
They're all wearing sweaters. They're so adorable. Her dad is just all-time.
Yeah,
I love him
best.
So much.
Andy, do you remember last year when we were dressed like elves and we ran into a crowded McDonald's and started singing Deck the Halls?
I forgot about that. Anna Faneuil Hall.
Yep.
Oh, miss those days.
We've been caroling for a cause.
We went ice skating.
Jingle all the way. Why did you guys do that?
Because Annie has no Christmas spirit.
I hate Christmas. And Dan was like Christmas
elf. That's right. That's right. I forgot about that. That was last year? Feels like 4 years ago.
Doesn't it?
That's because 2020, every month counts as five.
March was 5 years.
Yeah, March was 5 years. Yeah,
easily.
Carson and Kennedy on Mix 104.1.
The Carson and Kennedy Show is back.
So here we go.
On Mix 104.1.
The last resort would be to shut things down right now, and we're headed towards that last resort. During the summer, we were averaging 10 to 15 cases per day. We're averaging 224 cases per day today here in the city of Boston. That's a significant increase. We don't want to do this, but as the holidays go on, people are going to call 911, police are going to show up if they get called to a scene, and they're going to be notifying inspection services that are going to come out and be finding landlords and tenants. Quite honestly, if this gets to the point where we have to do that, it's within our own ability to get these numbers down. We have to do everything we can.
A pretty sobering press conference yesterday with Boston Mayor Marty Walsh. Dr. Sal is on this morning. Good morning, Dr. Sal.
Good morning.
Well, it's good to have you on the show, but it's not good to have you on the show, because here we are and what we talked about months ago about the second wave. And I'm just hoping you can kind of impart some knowledge on us this morning that will help people understand how important it is to wear a mask and be socially distant.
Absolutely. So the second wave is here, and it is unfortunate, but the virus numbers were well above 2,000 every day, and we're observing a 3.25% average seven-day positivity rate. So the numbers are going up everywhere, and, you know, when we really dig into the details, you know, schools play a part, but they're not the biggest factor. And the biggest factor really is the congregate settings, the gatherings, not using a mask, not socially distancing, and creating these clusters which create more widespread. So you know, that is really where we need to target and focus. And I think how we get there over the next 30 days are really critical, because you know, we've got a light at the end of the tunnel. Pfizer just announced emergency FDA approval this morning. They're at 95% effective rate. We know that Moderna is at 94.5% effective rate. They're going to be filing soon as well. This is great news. Now is not the time to take our foot off the gas. And let's continue what we did before to get our numbers so low in the summer. Let's just reactivate those plans to get us through the next couple months.
Should people be getting tested? Like, we've seen long lines. You know, this seems to happen when the numbers go up. Everybody wants to go get tested. Mm-hmm. Should anyone go get tested? Should people only who are symptomatic, asymptomatic? What's your line on testing right now?
Sure. So, you know, I think Lawrence General was a three-hour wait, lines miles down the way. So, you know, in the current situation, all testing is good. So, you know, getting a test doesn't hurt. We certainly don't want to, you know, there's no reason if you're home and you're socially isolating and socially distancing, sorry, we don't want to use the word isolation. And there's really no reason. We don't want to clog up the lines for mm-hmm. people that actually need a test, right? But, you know, testing has become more available. And if you are, so for example, we're hosting Thanksgiving. We're having 9 people. We normally have 25. Mm-hmm. We're all getting tested this week. I have a 97-year-old grandmother. I've got a 73-year-old mother who's got lung disease. We want to make sure, even in, and of course, I have a brand new baby coming, grandbaby coming.
Yes. Congratulations, so, you know, Gramps.
Thank you. It's official. I'm over the hill. So, you know, you definitely, what we want to do is make sure our settings are as safe as possible. Everyone has a part. We can all do that. Even in your own home, there are very many settings where healthcare workers have acquired coronavirus. And before, back in March, as soon as someone was positive in the house, the whole house converted. It was a guaranteed. Now we're smarter than that. We can isolate one person upstairs. It's very possible. We just have to use the tools that we know how to get through this.
It's Carson Kennedy on Mix 104.1, Dr. Sal, who is a public health doctor. We did get a question completely unrelated to anything in the pandemic. Producer Dan's girlfriend, Brittany, loves you. She's a huge fan of yours. She says we need a bobblehead doll, just like we have the Dr. Fauci.
Yes.
But she wants to know, what is your pandemic TV habits? Like,
what's your favorite show to binge watch on Netflix?
Oh, boy. So I have to admit, I'm not great with TV and in pop culture. I'm sorry, that's it.
He's a little busy.
What are you, doctor all the time?
Come on, yeah, you got to take a break from doctoring.
It's a pandemic.
One of my biggest fears was you guys were going to suggest I go up against Kennedy, and literally, my daughter just completely laughs at me because I'm socially inept.
Okay, we won't ever ask
He's
you
like,
any
coronavirus questions only, please.
Real quick, from the 774, can you please ask Dr. Sal how long a person is likely to be contagious before they are showing symptoms and confirmed to actually have COVID?
So what we're seeing is it can be 3 to 4 days prior. That's okay. The typical timeline.
And from the 617, what do you think about the new FDA-approved home test?
So all testing is good. Anything is better than nothing. But what we want to make sure is that if you're taking a home test, right, there's limitations because of your collection skills, right? I collect much better than you're going to collect. So just remember, just because you have a home test and it's negative doesn't mean that you should be hugging grandma who's 90 years old.
Okay.
Wear your mask.
Right.
Stay away. Quality is better than quantity, but quantity is better than nothing.
Good deal. Thank you, Dr. Sal. We appreciate it.
Great to hear from everybody. You
Happy
take care and be safe.
Yeah, have a good Thanksgiving. Congratulations on being a grandpa.
Dr. Sal, watch Queen's Gambit, I'm telling you.
Oh, I never answered it.
Sorry. I lost it. Hang on a second. Sorry, what did you say?
My binge thing is Schitt's Creek. I just think it's amazing.
Thank
it's
you, Dr. Sal.
Kennedy.
He did that.
You guys can like it all you want. It's fine.
All right, it's Carson and Kennedy on Mix 104.1.
Carson and Kennedy on Mix 104.1.
All right, it's Carson and Kennedy on Mix 104.1. Again, you can make a donation for our 10,000 toys for girls and boys. You can do that right now at mix1041.com/toys. And, you know, I was doing a little rough math in my head. I was actually on with Greg Daniels yesterday evening. And I was telling him, if I've done my math correctly, and I'm terrible at math, we need to generate about $5,000 a day over the course of 3 weeks. So every day we need to take in about $5,000 to get to $100,000, which would get us about 10,000 toys.
Yeah.
That's our goal, 10,000 toys.
Yeah.
It's about $10 a toy is what we guesstimate.
Yeah.
So $5,000 every day. So today is day three.
Yeah.
Three times five means we should be at about $15,000 today in order to be able to make it to our goal.
And we are at 5,790.
So we're a little bit behind right now.
A little bit.
So if you would, please just hop on mix1041.com, make a quick donation, and move on with your life. That would be awesome.
We would
appreciate it. Let's get to the dirty.
She's got the Hollywood hookup. Gossiping 24/7. It's the Dirty on the 30 with Kennedy.
With Cameron.
Yeah. So People Magazine has announced their sexiest man alive. This is the 35th year it has happened. It happened on Jimmy Kimmel Live. He came out in sort of a Masked Singer-like suit.
Yep.
So that the virtual audience members were able to ask him questions. Things like, are you married? Are you an Avenger? Do you have any children? And the last woman said, is it Michael B. Jordan? To which he said, I don't know how to answer that. And the answer, of course, is yes. He takes the spot from last year's winner, John Legend. And he was telling Jimmy how he found out that he was indeed going to be People Magazine's person of Sexiest Man Alive.
For me, I was in the car. I was driving with one of my boys. We were going on an errand and a run, and my publicist and my manager gives me a call, and, you know, she first thing they ask, I'm up there on speakerphone, you know, who are you with? And I'm like, I'm with Bryce. He's like, okay, Bryce's family, he can know. I said, oh, okay, cool, because they keep this thing super.
Oh, yeah.
Like, under lock and key. And then they told me the news, and it was like, it was a moment like, oh, really? Like, is me? And I was like, yeah, you. And then they kind of had this little banter back and forth, but it was a cool moment.
So congratulations to him.
He should be it every year. I don't know how he has it. He is one of the most beautiful people I've ever seen in my life. I love him. His smile? Are you kidding? I could go on and on.
Well, I guess they chose well then.
Hey, simmer down over there.
I love him.
We've got a whole show to do.
I love him.
I love him.
He loves me.
What about Charlie Puth?
Oh, he's nothing on my.
What about Rob?
He's fine.
What about Godzilla?
He's fine.
It's fine. I'm fine.
Everything's fine.
So Nick Jonas, is returning to The Voice. They announced the lineup for their 20th season. It includes Blake Kelly, John, and Nick, who'll be taking over for Gwen Stefani. And they put together a clever little video to let you know what was happening.
I've been living and breathing The Voice since season 18. I've honed in my skills. Channel your inner champion. Make Blake cry. Little do these coaches know, I've grown strong by the day. The newbie has now become the master.
It's Nick Jonas. He's back. What are you doing, buddy? Taking a nap?
A warrior never sleeps.
Oh my God, he's so cute when he's scary.
Okay, let's do this. Welcome back, Nick. Come on. Season 20, y'all.
Season 20.
There you go.
Blake Shelton is a terrible actor.
Yeah, he's
just
not
so
great.
Bad.
Not great.
But in any event, Gwen Stefani seems to do only odd number years, so
interesting.
That's why, whatever. But and then, so some good news. Dolly Parton, back in April, announced she was donating $1 million to coronavirus research, and I feel like we really didn't Nobody really knew about
right.
it.
Mm-hmm.
And now it's coming out that the money helped Moderna develop a vaccine that's been almost 95% effective in clinical trials. Her name is in the acknowledgments of the New England Journal of Medicine article.
Wow. Unbelievable.
And she was asked yesterday on the Today Show about it, and here's what she had to say.
I haven't read up enough. They told me that just before I went on the air that they may be asking me about that. So I'm just happy that anything I do can help somebody else. And when mm-hmm. I donated the money to the COVID fund, I just wanted it to do good. And evidently,
that's exactly
it is. And let's just
doing.
Hope we find a cure real soon.
I was curious how this all how it came to fruition, right? Mm-hmm. So I did a deep dive. So this particular surgeon was a surgeon at Vanderbilt, and apparently she had been in a really bad car accident. Mm-hmm. I can't remember what year it was, but so she was treated at this hospital, mm-hmm. got to know this surgeon because of her accident, and then heard about what he was trying to do with research and vaccines and everything like that. They became friends, and she gave $1 million, and here we are.
She's an earth angel for sure.
Donating $1 million and not telling anybody and just doing it for a good deed.
She's unbelievable.
If I donated $1 million, I'm telling everybody. I'm putting up $1 million worth of billboards to say I donated $1 million.
I'm a good person.
Look
Pay
at
attention
me.
To me.
So we can all learn from Dolly. Do something
yes.
good today.
Annie,
right?
What about Jaylen Brown?
Don't make me do this right now, okay? There's enough love to go around. I have a lot of love.
Jaylen Brown or Michael B. Jordan?
Jaylen Brown.
Oh, wow. That was quick.
But that's, it's just different. It's a different kind of love.
Justice for Rob.
He's fine.
First gout, now this Annie's falling apart.
Oh, that's,
you know
his, that's his own fault. That's not mine.
Jaylen Brown or Post Malone?
Oh. Why?
Carson and Kennedy on Mix 104.1.
Annie is here for the garbage television, and God bless her, she watches it so we don't have to. It is called Annie's Obsessed.
Annie's obsessed, she gets the traffic right. Annie's obsessed, don't call her Monday night. The president of Bachelor Nation, if you didn't know.
Now you know.
Don't get her started on Supermarket Joe.
He's MIA.
Annie's obsessed, Bachelorette Edition.
Ba-ba-ba-ba-ba! You know, I had high hopes for Claire, and while I'm glad she found fake love, she was consistently not passing the vibe check. Tayshia time is now my favorite time of the year. Out with the Claire, in with the Tayshia will be my first tattoo. I want to thank not only my Lord and Savior Chris Harrison, but also Tayshia for this two-hour masterpiece.
Ba-ba-ba-ba-ba!
I need you guys to remember two words today, smoke show and Wolverine.
Okay.
Hugh Jackman is both of those things. That's neither here nor there. Stay with me. We started off with a group date titled The Grown Ass Man Challenge, where Tayshia was looking for what you say? A grown ass man. Her words, not mine. The challenge starts out with the guys being put through academic tests. We're talking math, spelling, the whole shabam. Tayshia's had these dudes legit taking an SAT, and I'm here for it personally. The man of the hour was supposed to be Bennett, Mr. I Went to Harvard himself, and he failed miserably. The guy could not subtract roses, or time correctly, he could not even spell limousine.
Oh.
Looks like Ben and me have had a little rich daddy who knew Rick Singer. We finished up the group date by Tayshia being served breakfast in bed, which every woman deserves, and Bennett decided he had to step it up and get real bougie. I'm talking lush bathrobes, an avocado smoothie, and it worked. He won the challenge. Tayshia, he straight up cannot do third grade math, but he won you over with an avocado smoothie? We just want more for you. Moving on to the big drama of the evening. It's Chasen versus Ed. Ed is not here for the influencer wannabe Chasen shenanigans. I mean, to be fair, Chasen is just acting like a dude named Chasen. Remember when I said Wolverine?
I did.
Well, Chasen wants to warn you about his alter ego.
Those guys can come at me all they want, Batman and Robin. I'll be Superman. So actually, I'll be Wolverine because that's kind of my nickname. But we'll let them find that out later.
As he's saying this, he does the ex-Wolverine.
No.
This was on national television, mind you. I'm so sorry to his parents. Ed decides to voice his concerns to Tayshia. And then she turns around and confronts Chasen about his character in question. Chase and stomps his little Nantucket lookalike pastel ass back to the group of guys to tell Ed he didn't think that was very nice.
Take it anymore, dude. Like, you are interfering in something that I'm trying to grow right now, and I really don't appreciate it at all.
Well, take your medium shirt and sit down.
My medium shirt, it's actually large.
All right, well, you don't have
seriously.
You don't have to appreciate it. I'm just saying what I see.
Stop jibber-jabbing your mouth,
dude. It's not jibber-jabbering. You're the one that's like a rocking chair going back and forth, man.
How am I going back and forth?
You say the same things over and over again.
No, I mean, I don't. Really do. You only have me for describing a woman.
What was your cliche last night? I'm on cloud nine. What is that? Like, literally, it's a Zac Efron movie.
I'm excited.
It's a Zac Efron movie.
So Ed is basically calling Chasen out for saying these same exact things to Claire and saying them now to Tayshia. The word he kept calling them both was smoke show. Again, he's a dude named Chasen. Did you really think he was going to compliment something other than their physical appearance? If you drank every time Chasen said the word Wolverine or smoke show, you would have been lawn seats at the Xfinity Center.
He sounds like a walking Barstool sports banner.
There it is. Tayshia's first rose ceremony. All you guys need to know is that she kept both Chasen and Ed real smart after all that hoopla, and she sent home two dudes I have truly never seen on my television before. Before I get to the second group date, I need to tell you guys about Ben. Ben is my new supermarket show. Uh-oh. I had to hide in my sweatshirt. I was smiling so big when he kissed Tayshia. Dan, I'm officially adding Ben to the list of people I'd take a bullet for. If you know, you know. Second group date.
It's a short list.
Second group date. We're getting real barbaric because batchy producers believe all men can do is get oiled up and fight. Cool, 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 cool. Sure, sure, sure. No doubt. Half of these men have never wrestled a day in their lives. Half of them were athletes, kind of. And then there's Joe, the anesthesiologist. He's never even high-fived someone with the fear that he could hurt their hands. So safe to say he didn't do so well. Moving on to what was supposed to be the main event of the evening, Chasen versus Ed in the octagon. But then Ed decides he cannot continue.
Oh.
Wait, what happened with your shoulder? You're built like a brick outhouse, man.
It's very careful lifting, but no, they both just chronically dislocated. Like, you know, I can't even throw football. I feel like I would be able to take Chasen, of course, but I certainly can't fight for Tayshia if I'm in the hospital. We all know that.
Ed, my sweet. You have no neck. Your traps are screaming at you to please do something other than shoulder shrugs. You just didn't want to risk losing to a guy named Chasen in the ring. And I get that, but even Chris Harrison is judging you, and you know that's bad. When Ed bowed out, another man decided to jump in to fight for Tayshia's heart. So I need you to picture all the guys that are around the ring, the guys that weren't on the group date,
right,
just shaking the fence of the ring. And then picture Noah in his creepy 70s porno stash hopping in the ring to battle after No Neck Ed bailed. Noah ultimately lost the fight, but Tayshia was so impressed that he willingly fought for her that she invited Noah on the group date portion of the group date. And then he got the group date rose. I almost threw my wine glass at the TV, but I paid good money for that to be wasted on this man-child. Tayshia, my girl, it looks like you have come down with a case of toxic man syndrome.
Oh.
And I hope to God you snap out of it soon. We're rooting for you. We're all rooting for you. I'll see you all next week. And Tayshia, remember, red flags, they don't turn green.
She gets the traffic right. Penny's obsessed, don't call her Monday night.
Nope.
The president of Bachelor Nation. If you didn't know,
now you know.
Don't get her started on Supermarket Joe.
Or this new guy. I forgot his name already.
Ben.
Ben.
Carson and Kennedy on Mix 104.1.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.